A recent sidewalk addition along Centerville Road by Tallahassee Memorial Hospital is just one example of a project that sat on a waiting list for 9 years. Before its completion this summer, people dodged traffic and walked in the road. Now it provides a safe route to TMH for pedestrians. But it wasn't a simple matter of pouring concrete. The project had to include arborists to design a path around canopy trees and their shallow roots. Tallahassee's famous canopies are a constant obstacle in sidewalk building. City Public Works engineer Steve Schaefer says the Centerville project is a source of pride because of the complexity and the extraordinary length of time it took to get the sidewalk in place.
You have to adjust the utilities that were put in the place where or in the corridors where the sidewalks might be. So there's a lot of other work that goes into getting ready to put sidewalks in, to move power poles or to cover ditches, that kind of thing. That otherwise, if you're designing it into a project, it's a lot more cost effective.
Local sidewalk planners say residents in general aren't as receptive to sidewalks as one might think. Megan Doherty is the principal planner for the city and county's joint planning department.
They have to weigh other concerns when it comes to their property. Some people, for instance, have invested in, you know, a lot of landscaping, and they don't like the idea of that being torn up. Some people, you know, feel like sidewalks maybe will result in more dog waste in their yard, and they don't like the idea of that.
On the other hand,
we have 2 miles that is not complete. The city does have the right-of-way to complete those sidewalks, so we think it should be pretty easy to decide to give us the sidewalks and build those.
That's Tallahassee resident David Ferguson expressing his frustration with the process during a city commission meeting last year. Sidewalks, where to build them, and who wants them have become a source of local controversy over the past year. Current demand for sidewalks is outstripping available funding. And Tallahassee City Commissioner Gil Ziffer says choosing which areas should be sidewalk priorities is difficult. Like this battle between former Mayor John Marks and City Commissioner Nancy Miller.
We got people out there, you're right, Commissioner. We got people out there now expecting that they're going to have their sidewalks any day now. That they can do, they can
just
come
in. Let me finish.
Ziffer says the City Commission now uses a matrix system for prioritizing projects, but even that changes.
We have been going through a process for a couple of years of trying to revise the methodology we've used to develop the criteria for the first sidewalks to be built. And we thought we had the correct formula, but we're still evidently tweaking it a little bit.
The list of sidewalk projects remains a work in progress, and City of Tallahassee engineer Steve Schaefer says the number of requested sidewalks demands some process of prioritization, even if that takes years.
We have a process that we run through in which we determine the need for that sidewalk relative to all the other needs that have already been brought to our attention. So we've got a list right now of $100 million worth of sidewalks that's been requested. We continually get them every week. We get new ones.
Schaefer says the city spends about $1 million per year to fix broken sidewalks or make repairs like addressing trip hazards. New ones are considered based on demand, development, safety, and location to major intersections and schools. When voters approved a sales tax extension, they approved $50 million for new sidewalks. Megan Doherty, a sidewalk planner, says when it comes to pedestrian choices, development helps move along sidewalk projects.
The City of Tallahassee and Leon County have really come a long way, particularly over the last 5 years, to trying to provide more of those transportation options. And the sidewalk program is really key to that, especially when you look at how we are developing as a community. In the central Tallahassee area, you have downtown, the Florida Capitol, Cascade Park, FAMU Way, FSU, all within pretty much a mile of each other.
One project under construction now is Magnolia Drive. It secured its funding during last year's sidewalk fight in the City Commission chamber. Its plans include a 10-foot multi-use path sidewalk. It, along with the FAMU Way path towards Cascades Park, is expected to be finished early next year. The sales tax extension and additional city funding for sidewalks, totaling $61.5 million, will be available starting in 2020. For WFSU News, I'm Katie Switalski.